Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Spera. Wolfgang Beltracchi, the greatest contemporary forger. The history of art has known many stories of forgers, and even today, some manage to deceive techniques of authentication. Some of them say their best accomplice is art dealers' greed more than their credulity. Where is the line between imitation and counterfeit, between the real and the fake? Is the signature the main element of a painting? Doesn't the fact that many forgers can deceive experts say something about their talent or even their genius? Among the list of the most famous swindlers, let's take a look at one of the most recent and impressive, Wolfgang Beltracchi. Born in Germany in 1951 under the name of Fisker, Wolfgang's father was a painter and a muralist who enjoyed reproducing famous works. Wolfgang quickly took to the game, and at the age of 18, he amazed his family with his talent. He could copy a master's painting in no time. Not very studious, he tried to go to an art school but did not fit the mold, and he quickly gave up. There followed long years of hippie wandering, where he earned a living by buying and selling paintings. He even tried to make a living from his own art, but the thrill of the forbidden and the lure of money got the better of his young career. At the end of the 1980s, he tried to open an art gallery, but boredom and a bad agreement with his partner put an end to that. He decided that he would live his life as he saw fit, that is to say, with lots of drugs, and that he would only paint and sell fakes when he needed money or when inspiration struck. Wolfgang will thus develop his counterfeiting business during the 1980s, abandoning the Dutch masters who gave him his foot in the door to concentrate on the French and German paintings of the 20th century. He even goes so far as to sell a fake of the German expressionist Moltzmann to the artist's own widow. The key date in the life of the forger is 1992, the year he meets Hélène Beltracchi, an antique dealer. It's love at first sight, even if Hélène conceives already that Wolfgang's genius flirts with madness. Within the first week of their meeting, she discovers her lover's illegal activity, and together, the couple decides to swindle art dealers. Unlike most counterfeiters, Wolfgang and Hélène develop a story before they start selling fakes. The collection they would sell over the years would be inherited from Hélène's grandfather. They invent a friendship with a famous art collector, who supposedly entrusted Hélène's grandfather with many paintings during the Nazi regime. The story is shaky, but it will do for years. The couple takes fake family photos, showing Hélène as her grandmother next to the paintings in order to give credibility to the story and the authenticity of the works. Even if the 1990s saw a few accusations of dubious technical elements, the couple, now living in France, enjoyed financial success. From then on, the forger decides to attack more prestigious names in painting, meaning greater profits but also greater risks of being exposed. Wolfgang is never in contact with the customers, and Hélène relies on detailed, albeit false, provenance and authentications of deceived experts to sell the works without scientific examination. Wolfgang's talent succeeds in deceiving big names in the art market, until he makes one mistake too many. A chemical analysis is carried out, revealing the anachronistic use of a white pigment. This spells Hélène and Wolfgang's downfall. Arrested in 2010, the total value of their scam is estimated between $20 and $40 million. But at trial, the prosecution struggles to present much evidence, and the couple suffers only a light sentence. In 2015, Wolfgang is released and enjoys new notoriety and public sympathy for exposing the foibles of a sick market and deceiving an elitist community. The couple publishes books, and the former forger now signs his own paintings with his name. Convicted for the production and sale of 36 works, 60 more will be identified over the years, some of which have been exhibited in the world's greatest museum. Wolfgang estimates that he's produced about 300 counterfeit paintings. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.